A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects? Or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. As we listen to this gospel, we must remember that Matthew was a tax collector and understood the taxation system of his day. But you can bet that Matthew would have been on the side of those who yearn for tax reform. After all, he was one of Jesus' followers and took on the values of Jesus. The Jewish temple tax was collected from every Jewish male 20 years of age or older. One half shekel was equal to 2 days' wages for the average person. Fair enough. In very ancient days, the ruling class were exempt, and the taxes were levied against the subjects of that nation. And so Jesus sees himself as the temple being his father's house, and maybe all of the good Jews who came to the temple were exempt in his mind. For the people of Matthew's day, there was considerable resentment. The Jewish temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, and now the taxes were collected to support the Roman pagan temple that replaced it. So there are several levels historically here to the understanding of this passage. The history prior to and during Jesus' day, as well as the policies of the time of the writing of the gospel between 80 and 90 AD. It's an odd story. One that we would easily like to write off as a good fish story. Yet scripture scholars admit that it is not pure legend, but has some basis in history and the life of Jesus. Basically, Jesus is calling his followers to give good example, to be civil, to pay their taxes, and to use the ordinary means at their disposal to do so. Not to be grumbling about having to pay taxes. Here I quote William Barclay, the famous Scottish scripture scholar. Jesus is saying to Peter, "Yes, Peter, you're right. We too must pay our just and lawful debts. Well, you know how to do it. Back you go to fishing for a day. You'll get plenty of money in the fish's mouths to pay your dues. So back to your job, Peter. That's the way you pay your debts." So the typist will find a new coat in the keys of her typewriter. The motor mechanic will find food for himself and his wife and family in the cylinder of the motor car. The teacher will find money to pay her way in the blackboard and the chalk. The clerk will find enough to support himself and his dear ones in the ledger and in the account sheets." Unquote. The fish story is an example of the dramatic language often used by the Jews and by Jesus to drive home a point. While Jesus was aiming to give good example, he by no means, I do not believe, was endorsing an unjust taxing of the poor so that a few would reap the wealth. In other passages, he comments specifically on the evils of laying burdens on the poor. The message for us today is to pay our taxes, but to also question ourselves if we take advantage of tax loopholes. No matter how legal the loopholes, are they ultimately laying burdens on the shoulders of the poor? Are we constantly protecting our wallets and voting for those who will ensure our taxes remain low? We can ask Claire of Assisi, whose feast is today, whose name means light, to help us through the complexities of our modern taxation. We can ask Claire, who gave her life to the poor of her day, to remove our fear of not having enough so that we can be more fair in our income tax system. We ask her today to help us remain just and gospel people in this very contentious political issue, tax reform.